Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 57. Today we're reading the book, Bugaboo's Christmas to Remember, a book for children and for all ages by Daniel Watt III with his wife Marika White. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Bugaboo and his sister Susie Q listened intently as their father read to them the Christmas story. Boo never got tired of hearing the story of how Jesus was born. The hot chocolate loaded with marshmallows was sweet. To further cause his mouth to water, there was the aromatic smell of his favorite cookies, ginger snaps, coming from the oven. He glanced at his mom sitting across from his father. "I sure hope those cookies will be done soon," Bugaboo was thinking. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not," said Bugaboo, "for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger." Bugaboo's voice trailed off as his mind went over the events of the day. It was fun sledding with Tunu, his best friend. As they got to the top of the hill, Tunu caught a glance of Squeaky Rat at the bottom of the hill, dodging behind the tree off to the left. "Say, Boo, what do you think he's up to?" "Whatever it is, it can't be any good. Nothing Squeaky does is of any good." "Should we sled down?" Tunu asked. "Well, I don't see what he could do to stop us. Let's go," said Boo. "Ready or not, here we come," shouted Boo and Tunu with legs in the air. "Whee!" No sooner had they hit the bottom of the hill than they were surprised with balls of snow hitting them from the left. Boo pulled on the rope of their sled to turn them away from the attack. They hit a bump and toppled into the snow as their sled overturned. "Ha ha ha!" Squeaky Rat laughed. Boo was red in the face as he stood up on his feet. Squeaky Rat was doubled over with laughter. "Well, a Merry Christmas to you. I hope you like your gift," he said, pointing to Boo and Tunu. Bugaboo went over to help Tunu to his feet. "I told you he was up to no good. Where did that bump come from? It was not there before." They both crawled around searching for the cause of the bump. It was a rock covered with snow. "Always check the pathway before you roll down the hill," Squeaky Rat taunted. Boo and Tunu looked at each other. They both scrambled for some snow and threw it at Squeaky Rat in rapid succession. Both of them proved to be too much for Squeaky, who accepted defeat and ran off shouting, "I'll get you next time, and I'll give it to you good." Boo and Tunu rolled the rock next to the tree so no one would get hurt. As they pulled their sled across old Farmer Jones's field, they saw a little boy and girl playing together. The girl's coat was torn and full of holes. The boy did not have a coat on. Neither of them had a cap on their heads. "Who are they?" Tunu asked. "They're the new family that moved in with Farmer Jones. Papa says they are some family to Farmer Jones. He's helping them out." "Oh, they don't seem to have much. Look at their clothes," Tunu said. "I know. Papa stops by every now and then to see if they need anything, but they never seem to need anything." "It doesn't seem that way to me. Look at their clothes. It's too cold to come out in the snow dressed like that," Tunu said, squinting his eyes. "Farmer Jones can take care of them. He does not have too much himself." "I know. I sure am glad it's not me. I have my coat and boots on, and I'm still a little cold," said Tunu. Boo was silent as he stared at the little boy and girl playing happily in the snow. "The cold does not seem to bother them." Boo and Tunu walked slowly towards them. The boy and girl stopped playing. Holding hands, they stared at Boo and Tanu. The little boy reached out and touched Boo's red and white fur-lined winter coat. As he stared at Boo, he slid his hand up and down the soft fur, running alongside the zipper. Boo knew what the little boy was thinking. His mind went back to last Christmas. His father had lost his job 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. They barely made it through Thanksgiving. Christmas would have been worse. Thank God for friends who believed in giving. A week before Christmas, they still did not have any lights up. No Christmas tree, no stockings, and worst of all, no presents. Boo had been hoping and praying for a laptop computer. Breakfast for Christmas was oatmeal with nuts. Lunch was peanut butter sandwiches, no jelly. He remembered his mother praying and thanking God for the food, even though it was just a little bit. But he was grateful for it. He could not help but to wonder whether or not the little boy and girl had enough to eat. He remembered how sad he was when all his friends talked about the presents they were getting and the presents they did get after Christmas. Bugaboo was mad at God for not remembering them for Christmas. That evening, Boo's father decided to continue the family tradition and ride around town looking at the Christmas lights. The lights were pretty, Boo admitted, but he would have enjoyed them better if they had a Christmas tree and lights of their own with presents underneath, the biggest present being his laptop computer. He stared enviously through Tanu's living room window to see the bright lights blinking at him. His father drove around the block for what seemed like hours. As they turned the bend leading to their driveway, Boo had to blink twice. He was sure he saw a little elf, or at least someone dressed in an elf hat and coat, jump into a car and speed off. There were lights on Bugaboo's house. The front door had Christmas lights around it. There was a manger scene in the yard. Inside was a Christmas tree with about 10 presents underneath it. Boo sniffed the air once they got into the house. He was sure he smelled ham or something. He could not believe his eyes. Wow, was all he could say. Boo remembered touching everything to make sure he was not dreaming. He saw the twinkle in his father's eyes. He saw the surprised but joyous look on his mother's face. Even though he did not get his laptop, he was happy with his new clothes and was happy also that money for rent for the next 2 months was sitting in an envelope on the kitchen table next to a plate of cookies. Later, his father shared with them how he had told Pastor Smothers of their situation. He, Pastor Smothers, and some of the members of the church had planned the whole thing. Even his mother did not know anything about it. That is what Christmas is all about, he remembered his father saying. Giving and sharing. God shared his son, Jesus Christ, with us one Christmas season, and Jesus gave his life for us one Easter. Boo had never forgotten those words. They flooded his mind as he felt the little boy stroking his red coat. Boo slowly unzipped his coat. After he took it off, he held it out to the little boy. The little boy's eyes lit up as he looked at Boo. Boo smiled at him, giving him the assurance that it was okay for him to take it. He took off his cap and placed it on the little girl's head. Tanu's eyes opened wide. He swallowed hard and took his own mittens and coat off and put them on the little girl. Boo would never forget the joyful look in their eyes, but no words could express the feeling Boo felt. He truly knew what it meant to give and to share. Boo hardly felt the cold as he and Tanu sprinted home. He was so happy he forgot to pull his sled home. Oh, they can have it, he thought. A Merry Christmas to you, Tanu, he shouted as Tanu turned towards his home. Same to you, Boo, replied Tanu. And that's what Christmas is all about, said Mr. Boo. God giving his son Jesus so that we might have eternal life. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. One, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.